sword.
Stupid! Oh, dear, Andy. What are we going to do now?
Go potting it. And all that.
Crime Waves by Dave Simpson and Diane Whitley. Episode 6. The Truth.
I'm sorry about this, Andy. Sorry you found out this way. It's a little awkward, isn't it? What am I going to do with you?
I don't understand. You and Sphinx. You know, you're not the second man, are you?
What do you think, Andy?
I can't believe it.
Maybe that's the best way to keep it.
You didn't kill Johnson, did you?
Sit down, Andy. I'll tell you the full story.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know anymore.
You need to know, Andy.
No!
Sit down! You need to be told the truth, Andy. Sphinx and I, and a number of other people, have a business agreement.
Uncle Ted, don't!
In any drugs raid, a few bags, packets, will be held back to invest in our business. Sphinx and some of his employees distribute it for us. Now, on the particular night of January the 20th, he and I were exchanging goods for cash, when unfortunately P.C. Johnson disturbed
us. Uncle Ted! Don't tell me any more.
Of course, Sphinx should never have drawn his knife. I could have talked us out of it, but he's, well, impulsive. It was an accident, really, but anyway, there you have it. So, what was I to do once you and your friends started interfering? I had Sphinx on my back, threatening damage. I tried to get you to stop peacefully, and we were almost there, weren't we, Andy? And then this.
I never thought...
Not in a million years, eh, Andy?
What now?
Good question.
I won't tell anyone.
Oh, I know you won't.
Honest.
And do you know why you won't?
No.
Because I'm going to tell you something which is very important.
No, please don't.
Something you need to know.
No!
The operation is run by half a dozen police officers. Your mother is one of them.
No.
Afraid so, Andy.
No. I don't believe you.
It's true. Of course, she doesn't know the whole truth about the Johnson murder, my involvement, but she suspects. That's why you've overheard her asking questions about the case.
No!
Worried that her own neck might be on the line if the whole business came crashing down round our heads.
It's not true.
How do you think you managed to afford that holiday abroad 2 years ago when your dad was out of work?
I don't know. Mum said you helped.
And so I did, Andy, by letting her into my little business.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
All right, Andy. Come on. We have to work out what we're going to do. After all, if this came out, the full truth, your mother would end up inside. And neither of us want that, do we? Those two kids, Liam and Gemma, is it? They're in great danger, you know. This Sphinx is a very dangerous character. If he was somehow to find out their names and addresses, well, it doesn't bear thinking about. But the main thing, Andy, is to keep your mother out of it. Don't you agree? So, how are we going to do that?
I'll do the talking.
Okay.
Oh, hello, Andy.
Ah, hello.
This is my Uncle Ted, Mr. Hargreaves.
We've come to see Liam and Gemma, if that's all right.
Yes, come in.
It's about Radio Crime Wave.
Oh, not again. Come through. Gemma, you're wanted!
I take it you do know about Radio Crime Waves.
Well, yes and no, but I'm finding out more by the minute.
Hi, Andy.
Liam, this is me Uncle Ted.
Sit down, Mr...
Gardner, but please call me Ted. You're aware that a broadcast went out again this evening?
I have been made aware of that fact, yes.
Did you know that Andy's mother is a police officer?
I think Andy may have mentioned...
Well, it doesn't really matter. The point is that this whole business has caused her enormous embarrassment.
I see.
Why is it, Dad?
Get in here, Gemma. First a visit from a youth centre leader and now a visit from Andy's uncle. I've I've had enough.
I'm also a police officer.
Oh, my God.
And I really can't close my eyes any longer to what amounts to a criminal offence.
Yes.
With my own godson involved, I'm sure you can appreciate.
Well, of course. Look, I give you my assurance that the whole thing will be stopped forthwith.
Ah, but you see, these two have already given their assurances once, haven't you?
Well, I don't...
And they promised Andy's mother no more broadcasts. And tonight they broke that promise.
Is this right?
We had to.
Yes, like you just had to give out that description of your youth centre leader.
Oh, that was a mistake.
Oh, you're telling me.
Jeff's not the second man, Andy.
I know.
How do you know?
Because Andy came to me and I checked all your information out. Nothing. You've been off on a wild goose chase, the lot of you.
No, we...
Just listen to the man, will you? He's a police officer.
Look, I think your children have been acting out of their best motives, Mr. Hargreaves. And they did uncover a few interesting leads, which I have followed up on their behalf. But, and I know they don't want to hear this, but all roads are leading back to Keith Brandon, I'm afraid. You have to face the facts. You know, if I were to report you to the DTI, they'd be round here like a shot. They'd confiscate all your equipment.
Not me disco.
Everything, and you'd be prosecuted for broadcasting without a licence.
I don't think there's any need for that, is there?
No, but if you don't mind, Mr. Hargreaves, seeing as they've reneged on their promise once before, I'd like to confiscate their transmitter for a period of, say, 3 months as a punishment.
Oh, yes, yes, keep it all together as far as I'm concerned.
It costs money, that!
Then you can sell it, can't you?
Dad!
I'm sorry, Mr. Gardner. Yes, please, take it out of the house. They obviously can't be trusted. I'm ashamed of all this trouble you've caused. Liam, go and bring the equipment in from the shed.
Can you help us, Andy?
Yes?
Nothing. Andy, be quick, will you? We have to get off in a minute.
OK.
Would you like a drink?
No, thank you. We really must go.
You really dropped us in it this time, haven't you, Andy?
Liam, listen, you've got to listen.
What's wrong?
It's him, the second man.
Who?
Keep moving. If we're too long, he'll suspect.
Are you all right? You look...
Shut up and listen. 25 Cedar Road, that's where he lives.
Who?
Oh, God, Liam, we were right. All the time we were right. Only it's him. He's the second man. Ted's the second man.
Ted?
Come on, we'll have to get back.
Your uncle Ted?
He's involved in a drugs ring. Oh, what am I going to do? I found out. And now he says my mum's in it too.
Your mum's what?
Can we get back? He'll wonder where we are.
Hang on. Tell me more.
I can't. Quick, let's get back. Oh, I'm scared. Come on, he'll wonder what I'm telling you.
What are you telling me?
25 Cedar Road. Come on. Just try and help me, that's all. I don't know what to do. Just help me.
Did you say anything to him?
Sorry?
In the shed, did you say anything to Liam?
No.
If you have...
I haven't.
This isn't a game, Andy. People get hurt. If I thought for 1 minute you'd let me down...
I've not.
I'd turn Sphinx on you, the three of you. I'd have no choice, would I? Understand?
Yes.
Good. Andy, I am sorry about all this. If I could turn the clock back, make a few changes, I would.
Why did you do it?
Oh, these things happen.
But my mum... I can't believe that my mum...
Andy, this is the real world. It's not always pleasant. Your mother was doing it for you and your dad to give you a better life.
I don't want that sort of life.
Your mum's still a good woman. I don't want you to think any the worse of me either.
I don't know what to think anymore.
Andy, you know nothing. You're young, idealistic. You see life in terms of black and white. It isn't that simple. You'll find out.
I don't want to.
But you will. Whatever you choose to do in life, one day you'll wake up and you'll think, is this it? And you realise you've done it. Come as far as you're going to go. And I got there fast, Andy. Too fast. And suddenly everything seems so bloody pointless. And you think, what the hell? What the hell? There's a very fine line between what's right and wrong, Andy, but once you've crossed the line, there's no going back.
Taking me back to your place?
Yeah.
Why can't I go home?
Can I trust you, Andy?
Yeah, of course.
I'm not sure. Not yet. I want to be absolutely sure before I let you go. You know, I've always thought of you as the son I never had.
No.
Well, I have. Shame, isn't it?
Jimmo!
Have they gone?
Yeah, where's Jimmo?
Upstairs.
Right.
I want a serious word with you two.
Jimmo!
What is it?
Quick, come on.
Where?
See the road.
What for?
Andy's uncle Ted's the second man.
What?
It's true. And Andy's seriously scared. We've got to help him.
How?
I don't know. Come on, see the road's where he lives. I think he's taking Andy back there.
Does he know that Andy knows?
Yes, now come on.
Hang on, where are you off to?
Can't say, Dad, it's important.
We'll take the bag.
I said hang on.
Sorry, Dad.
Explain later, Dad, honest.
Wait, it's getting dark. I may as well not be here.
Yes, I know that, but believe me, it's now finished, sorted. Never mind how, it's done, and don't ever ring here again. Do you want that coffee?
No.
Hey! Have you seen these?
What?
These pictures.
Can you remember this one?
No.
You were six. I smacked that donkey on the backside and it ran like it was Derby Day. You screamed with laughter.
It's starting to get dark.
Yes, I know. Hey, look at this one. Only 4 years ago. Alton Towers, a great day. Can you remember?
Yeah.
Andy, we've got to put all this behind us and forget it, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, it's down to you in the end. Are you big and old enough to do that?
Yeah. I know what I have to do, Uncle Ted, but I can't ever agree with what you've done, though.
I understand how you're feeling, Andy. I hope in time you'll forgive me and we can still be friends.
Yeah, so do I. Can I go home now?
I hope you mean what you've just said, Andy. I really do. I wouldn't like to think you're just saying it to get home.
I'm not. Honest, Mum's just expecting me, that's all.
Yes, I know that.
So?
Well, I don't know, Andy. I'm thinking.
I need the loo.
Well, go on, then. I'm not stopping you going to the loo, Andy.
Can you see him?
Get down. They're both in the front room. Wait a sec. Andy's getting up. Where's he going?
Maybe he's letting him go.
God, this is scary. I feel sick.
Where is he? He's not coming out.
And Ted's still there.
Let's go round the back. Yeah. Leave the bikes.
Come on.
We've got nothing linking Ted to Sphinx. No proof.
He knows that. Which is why he won't harm Andy.
I hope you're right.
I can't believe his mum's involved as well.
I can.
There he is.
Where?
See him? That downstairs window there.
He's definitely Andy.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, jeez, I don't believe this is happening. My heart can't stand it.
Andy. Liam, Gemma.
What's going down?
I wish I knew. He says he's going to let me go, but he's not sure if he trusts me.
Just get out of there. Can you climb through this window?
Oh, I don't know.
Come on, Andy.
Oh, I'll try. It's too small. I can't.
Get down, William.
Andy, what's going on?
Nothing. I just knocked something.
Come on, hurry up.
Coming. It's okay. He's gone. I can't get through. It's no good.
You just have to convince him, that's all.
How did you find out?
Message on his answer phone from Sphinx. Gemma, I'm scared.
Andy, come on now. Open up. What are you doing in there?
Hang on.
Come on.
Where to?
I've decided what to do with you, Andy.
Did you hear that?
Andy's in danger.
Go round to his mum, quick.
His mum?
Tell her everything.
But she's in it too.
Maybe, but she won't want Andy hurt. Go on, quick.
What about you?
When the coast clear, I'm going in.
The house?
I'll fit through. I'm smaller than Andy. For God's sake, Liam, go. We need proof, don't we?
He won't really hurt Andy, will he?
Liam, go.
Come on, come on.
Oh, hello.
Mrs. Walsh, something terrible's happened. You see, we found out it's Andy's Uncle Ted. And his Uncle Ted knows we know. Or at least he knows Andy knows.
Hang on, slow down. What is this?
So Andy's in real danger. And just now, his Uncle Ted's taking him off in his car. And I don't know where, but I'm scared for him. So I've had to come and tell you.
Oh, have you? Look, I've had enough of you. You are a troublemaker.
But Andy's in danger.
Andy is here in his bedroom. Now clear off.
What? Right. Andy! Are you in there? Andy!
Liam!
Are you okay?
Yeah, he brought me back home.
Where's he now?
He's gone back to his house.
Oh, no!
What's up?
Gemma's in there!
Oh, you're joking.
I'll have to get back to her.
Hey!
She's in danger!
No, Liam, wait. I'll ring her and warn her from here.
Okay, but hurry!
Now in lounge, checking answering machine.
Hello, Ted, it's your dad. When you
check in through desk. Notepaper. Envelopes. Nothing else. Stuff from the bank. Statements. Letters, etc. Nothing too interesting. A few bills. Hang on. Bank book. Oh, two bank books. Oh. He's got a lot of money in this one. 16,365 quid. Is that a lot of money for a detective inspector?
Ghost. It's Sphinx. Where the hell are you? There's been another broadcast. I thought you said it has been sorted.
Brilliant. Taking tape as evidence. I'm checking through computer disks now. It would help if I knew what I was looking for. Oh, hang on. I found a disk marked Sphinx.
Come on, Gemma. Answer the phone.
Would somebody tell me what's going on? Why is Liam still hanging around outside?
Come on.
Who are you ringing?
Now, don't even talk to me.
What?
Where is she?
Andy?
If anything's happened to her, I'll never forgive you.
Who are you talking about?
Gemma, she's round at Ted's getting evidence. I know everything, Mum.
Oh, I wish I did. Gemma's round at Ted's.
There's even something you don't know about, though. It's all got out of hand, Mum.
Listen, why don't we sit down and we can talk...
No! I don't want any more explanations. Oh, Gemma, come on.
I can't get into the file. There's obviously some code word. Just to be on the safe side. Oh, shut up, will ya? That's it.
Okay, hang on.
Ted.
Hang on.
What the hell are you... Don't move. Yes?
Oh, my God, Ted's back. What's he done with Gemma?
Nothing apart from give her a good telling off. What on earth are you all playing at?
Don't you understand, Mum? I know.
Know what?
We'll have to go round.
But Andy, please.
Quick, will you, quick.
But... Okay, look, calm down. I'll get my keys.
I hate you for all this. I hate you.
Can I go now?
Sit down.
You can't keep me here.
I said sit down.
All right.
What are you up to? Andy's told you, hasn't he? A stupid little fool.
You really expect me to believe all this?
Yes.
That Ted is somehow involved in the Johnson murder.
It's true, Mrs. Walsh.
And that he's running some drugs ring.
Oh, don't mow me around, Mum.
What?
You're in it too. Uncle Ted told me.
What?
This has all got very out of hand. What were you looking for, anyway? Have you taken anything?
No.
I bet you have, you little thief.
Call the police, then.
What?
If I'm a thief, why don't you call the police?
Oh, cheeky with it. Right, come on, let's see what you've taken. Empty your pockets.
No!
Empty them or I'll empty them for you. What have you got in there? You're obviously hiding something. What is it? Come on!
It's this.
Give. It belongs to my answer phone.
No!
You silly little girl, I said hand it over. What else have you got? Oh, you bitch! Come here!
Get off, let me go!
Gemma!
What's going on? What's happened?
I've got the message tape, Andy.
Not anymore, you haven't. That's mine.
Ted!
Give it back!
Jenny, thank goodness you've arrived. You might be able to explain what on earth's going on.
Yeah, and so might you. Have you told Andy I'm involved in some drugs ring?
What? I never said that.
You liar!
You better all come through while we sort this out.
No! Let's go.
Andy,
please.
I want to hear what Ted has to say.
You know another broadcast went out early this evening, Jenny.
What?
They broke their promise to you. I've been giving them a piece of my mind, I can tell you, shaking them up a bit. But now... Well, now they seem to think I'm somehow implicated in the Johnson murder.
He is!
I caught this little so-and-so thieving through my house a few minutes ago when I got back from dropping Andy off. And these two have even convinced Andy that you're somehow part of it. It's crazy. They've gone crazy.
Liar.
He's lying. He is.
Just shut up a minute.
Mum.
Face it, Andy. We know whose side she's on.
Yeah. Ours. Aren't you, Mum? What evidence have you three got?
Oh, surely, Jen, you're not going to...
And you can shut up as well.
Have a look at this, Mrs. Welsh.
Hey, oi, leave my things alone. That belongs to my computer.
Let me see.
Jenny, it's one of my discs, that's all. Accounts. May I have it back?
You see the name on the front?
Sphinx.
That's the name of a drugs dealer. The one with the knife seen hanging round by the youth centre on the night of the murder.
OK, put it in.
Oh, Jenny.
What's the problem, Ted? Enter code. What's the code, Ted?
Jenny, really?
Please?
I've already tried everything I can think of. Sphinx, Ted, drugs. It's impossible.
Try ghost. Ghost? Just try it.
You're in!
What is it?
DC Cooper, D.I. Machen. This is all looking horribly suspicious, Ted.
It just looks like figures to me.
Payments in, payments out. Ted, what exactly is all this?
I've had enough of this.
Don't stop it!
Don't do that, you'll wipe it!
That's the idea.
Ted, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm sorry, were you going to drink that coffee?
Well, it's ruined.
So, Ted.
Jenny, it's not as bad as you think.
No?
No.
Then tell me, Ted, just how bad is it?
There's a few of us. Do a bit on the side, that's all. For God's sake, Jen, it goes on all the time. Look around you.
D.I. Machen is one of your, colleagues.
Yes.
Keith Brandon was set up, wasn't he?
Was he?
Yes. Okay, yes. He was a waster, Jenny.
He never was.
I don't believe I'm hearing this from you. Ted, what has happened?
I've grown older and wiser, that's all.
You were a bloody good copper.
I still am a bloody good copper.
You're a stinking lousy copper. All right, Andy, love. Do you know, this lad of mine's got more integrity in his little finger than the whole of your stinking body.
Jenny.
I'm proud of him.
Mum. You're getting it out of proportion.
How can you get murder out of proportion?
Murder, Ted.
It was a tragic accident. Johnson was...
He was one of your own. How can you do it to one of your own?
Andy.
How?
I didn't mean to.
You?
It was actually you.
Sphinx panicked and pulled a knife. Johnson started radioing for help. There was a scuffle. I don't quite know what happened, but suddenly he was just lying there and I had Sphinx's knife. Jenny, believe me, I never meant it to happen. If I could turn back the clock...
Come on, let's go. We've had enough filth for one day.
Jenny, what's she going to do?
What do you think she's going to do?
Do you think anyone will believe you? I'll deny everything. You've no proof, after all. You've got nothing on me.
We'll find something.
Jen, you wouldn't shop a mate, would you?
You're no mate anymore, Uncle Ted.
Go on, get out. I'm safe. You've nothing. Clear out, I said.
Don't worry, we're going.
Is everyone all right?
Yeah, I think so.
I thought I'd had it then.
Mum, I'm sorry. God, you are sorry. I didn't know how I could have thought you'd do something like that.
Because you're a stupid little sod. Come here. Oh, I meant what I said, you know. God, I'm proud of you, Andy. The three of you. Oh. Well, you've certainly opened my eyes. We've got an uphill struggle on our hands now, though. He's right. We've got nothing on him.
Oh, I don't know.
Granted radioing for help. There was a scuffle. I don't quite know what happened, but suddenly he was just lying there, and I had Sphinx's knife.
Gemma, did you get it off?
Every last sentence.
Sound. Really?
And that's not all.
What's that you've got?
I knew the disc with Sphinx on must be important. So when I couldn't get into the file, I made a copy of it instead to take away.
Ted's disc? You copied Ted's disc?
Yeah.
Oh, Gemma, you are top.
Yeah!
On BBC Radio 5.
With juvenile crime being so much in the news, it's refreshing to meet three Manchester juveniles who've actually been out and about solving crimes and hitting the headlines. Welcome to Five Aside, Gemma and Liam Hargreaves and Andrew Walsh.
Hiya.
Now, Gemma, I believe it was your technical know-how which helped set up the pirate radio station.
Yeah.
Quite an unusual interest for a 13-year-old.
Yeah, well, my dad works in radio and I've always been interested in the technical side of things.
Now, of course, Keith Brandon is being released today. Can you tell us if there's likely to be anyone charged with PC Johnson's murder?
We can't really comment on that, I'm afraid, Julian.
But there's already an inquiry underway about an alleged drugs ring, isn't there?
There is, yeah.
Now, Liam, you were the DJ on Radio Crime Waves, weren't you?
Yeah.
And is that what you'd like to be, a DJ?
Well, yeah, I would.
Well, I'll let you introduce the next record in a minute.
Oh, great, thanks.
Gemma, what about you?
I want to go to university, maybe to do a degree in engineering.
Andy?
Don't know what I want to do yet. Don't know. Might be a detective. Like me mum.
Well, I'm sure all three of you would make very good detectives. Okay, Liam, let's hear it for the next record.
This one's specially for Keith. If you're listening, Keith, we'll see you later today. And here's one to get you in the mood. Queen and I Want to Break Free.
I want to break free.
In episode 6 of Crime Waves, you heard Jane Dawson as Gemma, Colin Parry as Liam, Jonathan Perkins as Andy, Maureen Beattie as Jennifer, Russell Dixon as Ted, Peter Rylands as Sphinx, Jimmy Hibbert as Dad, and Julian Warwicker as himself.
God knows I want to break free.
Crime Waves was written by Dave Simpson and Diane Whitley and produced in Manchester by Martin Jameson.